I hesitate to answer. Oh,
shaking hands,
are you so pretty? I know
you're so pretty.
Broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. In connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Pretty In It by the Subway Strippers. Tonight's episode of Playtime with Sandra Radio, The Body Nudiful, Body Art and Adornment in a New World, will feature a guest interview with one of my favorite gal pals, returning guest Jess of Naked Girls Radio of NakedGirlsRadio.com. So stay tuned. She will be calling in within the next 10, 15 minutes. So sit tight, tune in, and relax.
Coming up next, we have some music by Voodoo Head Music Project. This is their song, Promise.
Tomorrow, we can stay. Love will not
You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Boing.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, 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 your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, 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 and side, real high, you ride, my lust.
Thank you.
are back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London. We've got that interview with Jess of Naked Girls Radio coming up very, very soon, within the next few minutes. The song you just heard is called Touching Bases by King Felix. This evening's broadcast is a little bit later than its normal time, which is normally at 8 p.m. Pacific time. We started tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time. There were some weird intermittent, like, signal issues with my internet connection. I don't know, but it's all seems to be fine and dandy for now. So yes. In the meanwhile, let's see. Check out this next song. Une femme from Queimaro, based out in Montreal. Here you go.
Yes. Come on. Hey, Martinez, you ready, girl?
Come on. Let's do this, gangsta.
Donne-moi ton cœur, baby, ton corps, baby.
Jessica, oh my gosh, I was loving that song. You didn't have to stop it for me.
Oh.
It's all right.
Well,
no, was it Queimaro? Was that who it was?
Yes, Queimaro.
Oh my gosh,
sexy.
Yeah, you haven't played that song in a while, but I love that song so much. I've been telling people lately that Naked Girls Radio will guarantee them airplay But man,
hi.
I love that song. You've been playing some really good stuff lately. I'm really into
Thank you. Yeah, I like his stuff a lot. There's like quite a few on his latest thing that was available on Amazon. I never know what to call them anymore, like CDs, because like, well,
right, they're all digital now.
Buy them as an MP3. Yeah, some like his latest release. But for everybody
but
tuning
yeah,
in,
like, oh, like this
is
so great that you can listen to the music like while you're waiting to get on the air. I'm like, I don't have to miss anything.
Yes, I'm always afraid that like somebody's gonna be like, did they actually really mean to pick up and like hang up or like, or like sometimes if I'm like, if I put their mic on like automatically, if it keeps the music going, then like, are they going to be having a conversation with people and like,
if I know I'm going to like potentially be on the radio, I'll pretty much shut up and not like talk to anybody because I'm all like anticipating being on the radio. But let me tell you,
you're a fellow radio person. I should remember that. You've been in the radio game way longer than I have. So,
personally though, like it's funny because I've lived in a couple different places, not a lot. I haven't traveled near as much as you have. But in Chicago, if you try to call in a radio station, you're most likely getting hung up on. And you don't even know like if you're calling to things or if you're calling to be in a contest, like you call and there's so many people always calling that you can't get through. And when you do, like, I called to request songs before. I've been on the air a couple of times in Chicago on their radio stations. But, I mean, there's so many people.
It's not going to happen usually.
That it's
well,
kinda,
I've had that
yeah,
before.
You're not
I tried to call in. Yeah, I tried to call in for, like, contests every now and again, like, years and years ago. But I remember, what was it, once, and I was, like, I don't know, somewhere between... I don't know how old I was, somewhere 11, between 9 to 11, who knows, 10 to 14 years old range, let's put it that way.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call it? I was like, I want to listen to Onyx Slam by Onyx or House of Pain.
Right.
This is how long ago it was, whenever that
right?
was out.
Right,
House of Pain,
I know what you mean.
House of Pain, Jump Around, and, like, there are very
right?
few local stations where I was, so it was like... Yeah, I got through, but when I'm like, yeah, can I listen to Onyx or can I listen to House of Pain? They're like, we don't play that. I'm like, darn.
Yeah, well, I had that happen one time. There was a specific song, and they never, they didn't play it. But, I mean, and they just said flat out, like, they told me they don't play that song, and it probably has to do with, like, royalties and stuff because radio stations a lot of times pay for the songs that they play. And, you know, they want to be playing something that everyone wants to listen to so they get the ratings, so they get the advertising dollars and all of that. But, I mean, Chicago's really hard to get on the air. Like, I remember calling and, like, I was probably about, I don't know, 15, 16 years old. Maybe even younger than that. So, like, somewhere in the age range you were mentioning. And I would, like, door dial the radio station, and it was always busy. And I remember trying to, like, request a song or something, and all I got was, like, Line 5, and they hung up. So I was, like, in the middle of a contest, and I didn't even know it. They were usually Line 9, and it's B96 here in Chicago. Some people, it depends who's listening in Chicago. Some people are all down there. It's like the party radio station, and so it's got all the dance music and the top 40 kind of stuff. All the people on the rock station will be like, screw you, I don't like you now, but I listen to it all. But it's funny because here in Chicago, I have gone on a few times, like once for my birthday, and they totally put me on the air. So if it's your birthday and you actually get a hold of somebody, they'll probably put you on. But there's not many other times they'll get you on there because so many people call. Now, in Kansas City, I've called, and it was so awkward because not that many people call.
They picked up right away.
So I get through
They picked up right away.
They're
all, keep talking, stay. They're like, stay.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I mean, like, so... I'd be calling in, and, you know, I mean, this is like a mainstream, everybody's listening radio station for 15 minutes. When the whole, like, drama with Rihanna and Chris Brown went down, there was this radio DJ, Ty, that was talking about their whole incident and all their drama, and I called in, and, like, he just kept talking with me. And, I mean, I had a lot to say about the subject, so at least it wasn't like I felt like a total idiot. But they're so easy to get through. And, I mean, there you can win concert tickets, like, way easier and stuff. Or, like, here, I mean, you can't even – it's amazing, like, with the music scene, because you can't even, like – you put the ticket brokers and all your stuff in your speed dial, and you can't get concert tickets fast enough in Chicago. Kansas City, you can get concert tickets the same day still. And, I mean, it's just, like, totally different world. So, I mean, it depends where you live. But as far as Chicago goes, yeah, good luck.
Well, then you got
to
get some, like,
there.
You got to find, like, the premium ticket brokers who are, like, you know, the best friends
of those
people.
I usually get in the first 10 rows, but you got to spend some money when you're doing that. You know, you can't be cheap if you're trying to get up in the front. So,
we've
done a lot
of
brokers.
Like Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the world kind of works that way, unfortunately. But, well, fortunately, unfortunately, it depends who you are and how you're looking at it at the moment, I guess. But, we would do, like, you know, we'd try Ticketmaster, and as soon as the tickets went on sale, I mean, it's an announcement on the radio, and you dial and dial and dial and dial and dial and dial and try to get through. And,
five
minutes, all those tickets are gone. So you have to have a broker and have to pay, like, ridiculous money if you want to see a show in Chicago. Unless you know somebody. We went and saw Marilyn Manson for free and got to bypass all the lines and didn't even have tickets or anything. We just knew somebody.
Hold on. What you should do, which I'm just thinking about right now for some reason, instead of at the beginning, but, like, what I used to do was especially when I was younger, like, 16, 17, I wrote for, like, the newspaper. And so, I wrote an article about just, like, travel and stuff like this. But then I also knew the owners of – it was a small local newspaper, and I knew them, and they knew people. So when there was, like, the MTV TRL tour in, like, Irvine, like, several years ago, we were able to go, and we went as journalists. So, you know, we got to meet, like, I got to shake Beyonce's hand and say hello.
Nice.
And like, you know, meet them and all this. And there's, like, there are tons of people there. Like, Outkast was there. Was Gwen Stefani? Like, I can't remember, but, like, a ton of different artists were there, and we were covering it. So we had to be in the front because we had to take pictures, you know, really pictures
Isn't
for the paper.
Nice?
So...
That's
you gotta
just
do that. Use your press cred.
One of the things.
And don't even worry about the ticket brokers anymore. It's like, I am my own
broker. That's true. I have met a lot of people because of being in the music business that, I mean, you know, like back then, I was much younger, and, you know, I wasn't doing this kind of stuff quite yet. I was raised to be a music and art kind of person, but... You know, you do get a lot of opportunities that you would not normally get. You know, one of my personal favorites, I must say, and if they're listening, you guys rock, but I think I was advertising in, at the time, Rock Scars Magazine, which actually Rock Scars right now, they're not doing Rock Scars Magazine in the traditional sense. They've kind of branched off and done different things, which I've invited to, like, a charity dinner kind of thing for them. They do lots of kind of stuff like that. But they've been doing an art gallery, and it benefits, like, inner-city kids and stuff like that, and trying to, like, help them have more positive outlets for, like, their energy and stuff than going out and getting into trouble kind of thing. I know they have some kind of charity dinner coming up. I just got invited to it, so I don't know the information off the top of my head. But so through them, though, I believe I was advertising for Naked Girls Radio in their magazine for the same issue that they interviewed Korn. And I don't remember if I told you or not, but I was like, I used to go to, I've been to Korn concerts. Like, I went to their Sick and Twisted tour in Kansas City and paid like $50 a ticket, and was really far away. But then... I went to their world tour and managed to go, like, pretty close to the show and go buy tickets that were pretty close up, and that was awesome. Like, they were, for me, a huge thing for a few years, and as a result
they followed me
on Twitter. But no, I mean, seriously, though, I was, like, so thrilled because Korn followed me on Twitter. I did not follow them. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, I worshipped
right
them, I don't know, probably like a good 5 years, and then they followed me, and I was like, that is just too cool. I mean, I know people still to this day that are band guys and stuff, and I mean, you know, I guess when you're in the music biz, you kind of respect the other music business people the most because we all kind of understand where each other's coming from. It's kind of like the adults,
too. We're all
too.
In it together.
You know?
All it,
right, all the
yeah.
adult people get each other, but you see the other people sometimes as outsiders, like they just don't get it. But yeah, to have Korn, like they used to be my idol, kind of, and for like a long time, and to have them follow me, I was just like, dude, how awesome is that? Like, how does that even happen? You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of like, thought it was cool when Britney Spears followed me, but I followed her first. I didn't even used to like her. I swear to God, she had, like, drama in her life, and then she became my hero. But, yeah, like, she followed me back. It wasn't like she just came and followed me. Korn, like, found me because of Rockstars Magazine, and
there
they followed
go.
Me, and I was like, no fucking way. Like, are you serious? So,
yeah, you
sweet.
Go.
So, Korn, if you're listening, love you guys.
Woohoo.
Thank you. Yeah. So,
okay,
I mean, there's
so tonight,
cool things like
but,
that happen in the music well, business. I don't know. It's fun.
But hold on. Well, we can wrap back around to that, but let's begin our
yeah,
chat
yeah.
on the
okay,
body.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. We're so off topic already.
It'll
we could
back.
Talk tonight.
We'll come
hours.
Back to it. We'll come back to it.
That's
yeah.
okay. I'm done.
No.
I've got my
well,
little
okay,
rant
well,
thing out.
For everybody tuning in, like, We're jumping ahead of ourselves a tad bit just because we were chatting before I went on the air this evening. So in a way, we've already had our consensus in a certain sense.
Warming up.
Yeah, warming up and cosmetic surgery and the like and, like, the body and do-do-do-do-do. And we are forgetting ourselves a little bit. But, yes, yeah. Anyway, so Jess this evening is actually earlier. Okay, wait. Earlier this afternoon. So even before my computer troubles began, she sent me a link to a project that she has going on with herself and with any social fundies and the like out there in the internet world. In relation to my free implants, myfreeimplants.com. And it was interesting when she sent me a link to that because I actually went to college with one of the owners of My Free Implants, UCSB over here. Yeah, and so I thought it was very interesting that somebody I know very well but from afar out there in Chicago is, like, all signed up to be funded by fundies from My Free Implants, where, like, you know, I know the dude. Like, he's not my best friend or anything like this, but I know him. I know him through someone else that I know very well. But I'm intrigued because I've seen news reports over the past few years. The company itself began in 2005, and I remember seeing... Well, probably in 2008 or so, maybe a bit later, a news segment where I was like, I know that guy. Who is that on the TV, and what is this about? And I, you know, in passing heard of myfreeimplants.com, but I did not know that he was actually a part of that, and he was one of the founders. So this is all interesting to me. So now I know someone who is, you know, all signed up and doing a, I guess, more than a test drive, as she has actually begun to receive funding just over there. And so I will enjoy seeing her progress. And I'm going to post a link to her profile very soon, so I encourage everyone to check it out and feel free to pay tribute to this lovely lady, Jess, of Naked Girls Radio. But go ahead and take it away. Let us know how and why and when and where and who and what have you.
It's been a long progression of time. It's been a long time that it took me to actually, like, go check out this website for myself. back in the day, I used to be a dancer, as you know. I don't know how many people listening know, but I used to dance. And back then, as Mara got introduced to webcams, some girls at the club said, hey, I go work at this webcam studio afterwards. Well, I never went and worked at a webcam studio, but I did get really big into web design, and I wanted to know how you do like that kind of stuff online. So I started doing my own webcam websites, and I started looking for girls to work the webcam website that I was running at the time. And this girl that I met, I know my free implants, they say, you know, don't necessarily mention girls' names. Sometimes you can, but under the circumstance, I haven't talked to the girl in a while, so I'm not going to mention names. But she, I actually met her the same way I met you, Sandra, which was from the sexyjobs.com. And yes. I found her there, and I recruited her to be like my first ever. She was my first ever signed up webcam girl, sweetest girl. But she used to always tell me about my free implants, and at the time, me and her both totally wanted implants. She used to be a dancer also, and she always wanted to get implants, and she was constantly telling me about this website. And this was probably about 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And she told me, yeah, like at least 10 years. I'm trying to think, I think 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, like 10 to 12 years ago, probably. Probably, I don't know. Let's just say 10. Anyway, she kept telling me about my free implants. And, I passed along some links for her. And it's funny, you go on their website and, like, go look at the banner ads. And there's this one particular banner ad that's, like, the same one she used to use, like, 10 years ago. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they still have it. It's like this, you know, like, something like, buy me boobs, and it's got these picture of boobs on it. But, so anyways, it was funny. I hadn't thought of them in the longest time. And, you know, we've been doing the radio show, and I do my website stuff and all these other miscellaneous jobs. And, you know, I've got kids, and I've got, like, all this busy craziness going on. And sometimes, you know, I find time for my own stuff, which is the website and the radio. That's what I love to do. That's what kind of, you know, makes my day happy. But, you know, I'm so super busy, and I'm always trying to make money, make money, make money. And money always goes. But, you know, like, I had this friend.
The boobs are forever.
She's also, yeah, right. Well, hey, nobody can just, like, go spend them in, like, 5 minutes, you know? Like, they're stuck to
right.
your chest, so that's kind of good.
Right.
But there's this girl that I met. And, I believe I met this girl through Facebook, but she used to dance, too, and now she's got a kid, and she's married. Well, in the last few weeks, she said, hey, let me know if you – this is a weird question, but knowing what I know about you – you might be the person to ask, do you know any way I can get somebody to pay for me to get some boobs? She was hoping, you know, maybe there's a radio person or somebody that's going to finance it. Now, I've run into a couple guys in the clubs in my lifetime that said they would give me boobs, but they kind of creeped me out. So I was like, and I passed on boobs.
That's going to come
with
strings.
Yeah, it was a lot of strings.
From multiple.
Right.
So. No one has.
Right, so I was really
kind
of, like, weirded out because I totally wanted the opportunity for boobs, but what I had to do in return kind of was freaked me out. So I backed off from those guys, and I'm going to, like, thinking, like,
yeah,
I don't know, lady, like, what do you want from me? And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, my God, my free implants. And I thought about it, and then I told her, and she's like, well, I don't know if she's kind of, her husband doesn't, you know, like, she's done, like, porn, and she's done, I don't know, dancing, and I don't know what else, adult-related, but her husband isn't down like that. So she's still down like that, but she doesn't want her husband to, like, be all, you know, whatever. So I told her, okay, well, then here's what
was
we do.
Okay,
here's the
planning?
Site you can do legitimately. Like, this site and this site to make money, like, in the real world, and then you, like,
no,
so, you know, delete your browser history.
Wait, just.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on. Was he okay with her camming? Like, or was that, was she only camming pre-marriage?
I don't know. I don't know. She was dancing, and I don't know about her camming experience. All I know, okay, I had, like, this weird out when I was with my ex.
He won't give her
because
boobs?
No. I was, the thing is, okay, like, this girl, I met her on Facebook, and I don't know how I met her or, like, anything, and she shows up, and she's, like, talking about doing porn and stuff, and then my man's all like, oh, I want to do porn for a living, and I'm like, what the hell? Well, do you guys know each other? It was really weird, and so I didn't talk to her for a while, but now
maybe
I'm just talking to her,
con.
Now
maybe
she got
con.
Married to this man. She was supposed to go to sex con. She didn't make it. Because she was going to have to sneak out and, like, lie to her man.
Maybe I'll admit, don't remember a prior sex con or something.
Wait, what?
Like a prior sex con or something, and you just don't remember, since you said, like, there's a detox period afterwards in a way. I don't know. Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
there's
no,
a caller.
Totally.
There's a caller. Hold on.
There's someone calling? Really?
Yeah. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
George.
Hi, George. How are you?
All right. I got my cock in my hand. Are you guys lesbians? You guys sound hot
as
hell.
Sometimes.
It's hot.
We're talking about boobs right now. Tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you getting overexcited? Are you spilling over?
Yeah.
Like, all over the carpet and the bedspread?
Yeah. It's hot.
Is it?
Where are you calling from, George?
Is it sticky?
California.
Hello, California. Did you feel there's like earthquakes? There were earthquakes today and like one or two days ago. Did you feel any, or are you like up north?
I'm up north.
Oh, never mind. Okay, sorry, I don't want to interrupt your pleasure time. Okay, what kind of boobs do you like?
Big ones, small ones, you know. I'm not picky.
Oh, okay. Well, who's your favorite, like, model or porn star?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just say Sandra London.
Sure,
what do you
yeah.
look like?
I'm hot look.
You're
I'm
hot?
A masculine.
Yeah.
I'm a masculine man.
Yeah. How big is your cock?
How big as hell.
Oh. Oh la la. And how about your balls?
Wow.
Are you cuffing them?
Yeah, baby.
You know what I like about balls is that they're very, like, reactive. Like, I don't know. I've seen them react to, like, feathers, fingernails, ice, tongues, hot packs.
That's hot.
Yeah. What do you like on your balls? Do you like just a mouse, or do you like
sure.
Ice cubes, or?
I'll try anything once as long as it doesn't hurt.
Oh, there you go.
That's
the spirit. I'm the spirit. Yeah. So how's it going? How's it hanging right now?
A little to the left.
Really? Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Do you know how to use it?
Of course I do.
Work with it?
I'm a guy.
Ooh.
We always
well,
know
I
how
know
to use it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if there's a curve to it, then you got to know the right like hip thrusts and stuff. Because you could injure a girl if you're not careful.
Yeah,
sure.
I had a curve once, and it was dangerous sometimes.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah. So you do.
It was. It's a little bit different than
safety
regular.
First.
It's the same,
first.
But you have to, like, turn
yeah.
a different way.
You got to be, yeah, you got to, accommodation is the name of the game. Yeah. All right. Do you have a piercing? Any piercings or?
I'll have whatever you want me to have.
Really?
I like that.
Well, I don't
know
because.
I'll put it in today.
Well, that's dangerous. I don't know. I don't want you to put it in personally. You could injure yourself.
Of course not.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Okay, what about, like, tattoos? Because we're also possibly going to talk about body art. I have no tattoos. Do you have tattoos?
No.
Okay, me neither. Do you, Jess? Do you have tattoos?
I have one on my, on my shoulder blade.
Oh.
Just one.
On other people.
My piercings are, like, I've got my belly button done, and then I've got my ears a couple times. Like, not like a whole bunch, just a little tiny bit. Like, I think I had at one point on my left ear, I had 3 holes, but I think one on each is only what's functional these days. I haven't tried anything more than that in a while. But my belly button is my main, like, odd piercing.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
One tattoo.
I used to have my belly button pierced.
Yeah. I did. You know what I wanted to do is, like, I used to want to sell these, like, club wear clothes, like the girls wear in the strip clubs. And this catalog that I had a girl that had, like, this cool-looking piercing, and I asked somebody, and they're like, it's a piercing of the top of the belly button, and then you do a separate at the bottom, and then it conjoins, like, the ring in the middle.
Ow!
So she had, like, a diamond on the bottom, one in the middle, and one on the top. So it's like you do your normal top one, but you do the same thing on the bottom. But you have to do it, like, you have to let one heal, then do the other one and let it heal, and then
not happening.
Oh, man, it was hot.
I learned my lesson.
No, dude, my belly button got pierced from a guy in high school but a guy I knew from high school pierced it on my living room couch.
I had a professional do mine, and he couldn't even do it, he kept doing it, and he was like, oh, hold on. He did my friend first, and it was super easy for her. And then he was doing mine. It took him, like, 3 times, and he just, like, wrapped the whatever they use around, like, tons of times.
The clamp was, the worst, though.
It hurt quite a bit, and then it was ripped out within, like, 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
And I can't take – I don't want anything that is, like, conjoined with any other piercing, because if it ever gets caught again, that's it. That's going to be
right.
This was in a shop. He had his license and everything. I don't know how.
Oh, my God.
And it worked out.
Yeah, my belly button's
fine.
My belly button's been good. And I got my tattoo when I was, like, 19 at a professional place. But, like, that's all I've gotten, you know. I never went and got, like, multiple piercings or multiple tattoos or anything like that. So, and it's funny, I've worked at clubs that you have to buy makeup to cover your tattoos. And stuff. Like, they don't even want you to look like you have them. So,
body makeup.
But yeah.
Guys, the body makeup, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. California collar guy?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Hi. How are you? By the way, good. I forget. I have somewhere between a D and a double D cup. What do you have, Jess?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're a D. They're a D, between a D and a double D.
Okay.
Oh,
for
we were chatting earlier.
Yeah, we were chatting earlier about boobies, and I was telling Jess earlier that, like, I think I want to get mine done again one more time. Like, it's been oh my goodness, how long now? 8 years. 8 years.
Isn't it like every 10
I've
years
done,
you should get them anyway?
Potentially, yeah, 7 to 10 years, yeah. And they're done in France with, like, silicone gel, whatever. But, like, I was telling her, like, one of my favorite, like, boobs, pair of boobs is Daisy Delfina. And she's on my website and, like, the femme section of all my female friends. But she has awesome boobs, and I think her size would be, like, the maximum of what I'd want to get. She's probably like an S cup, but I gotta ask her, I forget. But they're like awesome. If anybody out there wants to imagine me with like one or two cups bigger. It would be like similar to hers in size, but they look awesome. But Jess, she's you want to like you want to make
I
sure.
I don't know. I haven't had my consultation yet. I haven't had my consultation yet. I just decided that, okay, like on my three implants, it's kind of cool because, well, first of all, they do have doctors they work with, but you can also take the money to a doctor of your choice. But they have like a kind of a guideline to tell you, okay, this is the procedure you want. This is how much it's probably going to be. So right now I just said that I wanted implants and a lift. And that is like $7,500. And right now I'm about $125, $130 in. I just joined. I've not been on that long, which is awesome because you get a dollar every time a member messages you, and then they can buy things that you have to offer, like photo sets. And I've had a lot of sales on my photo sets so far. I just happened
like
to come up with lots of
photo
sets. That's
like my girl fund.
It is a lot like my girl fund. It is a lot like that. And you go on there and you can, like, they can chat with you. And then if they want, they can cam with you. You know, you kind of set, like, what's your plan for that. And it is a lot like my girl fund, but it's for boobs. And you can only spend the money for boobs, which is kind of cool because I go on tons of other websites to make money. I go on tons of other websites to make money. And I've been wanting boobs. I've been talking about, like, having them done for a long time. Like, probably a decade I've been debating. And I ever going to get it done if I get the actual dollars? Hell no. So this is like a savings fund that's just for me. It's nobody else can make me spend it on something for them. Because that's what I always do. I always spend my money on other people or bills or, you know, all this stuff. But for this, it's only for me, and nobody else can take it. So it's kind of, is really cool.
Well, anybody tuning in, if you want to help out, like, you know, giving Jess, like, some awesome boobs that she wants to have of
girls, anyone
who, like, spoils her,
for free, if you want boobs for free, myfreeimplants.com. It is so freaking cool, like, that they even thought of a website like that. Because, like I said before,
I'm going to be keeping tabs on what happens.
Because it shows you on your profile, like, how far along in your goal you are, like, in progress and stuff. You can constantly, to the penny.
Do they have, like, some examples of, like, the timelines of, like, the average girl? It takes the average girl this long.
I don't know. I think it really depends on the girl. I mean, I haven't seen anything specifically. There are, like, Hall of Fame girls that have had their procedure done, and you can see, like, their before and afters and stuff. But, I mean, it really depends on the girl, because some girls have done it in just a couple of months. Some girls take a year or two. It just depends how hard you're willing to work for it. And, like, what you want to put into it. I mean, the more, it's really like the more time you spend on the site, the more money you make. Because when you're online, the guys pay attention to you. And so, and I mean, it's that way with a lot of websites. And I've learned that any website that you're trying to make money off of, you better be dedicated to spending some time there. Because if you're not, forget about it. I can go up there and throw all my pictures up there, but throwing those pictures up there, like, they'll get excited for, like, that day, and then they'll be like, oh, who is this girl? She never shows up. Like, she's not real. And who wants to invest their money in that? So, I mean, really, if you go spend the time, write the blogs every day, chat with the members, you know, I mean, I have a lot of new people right now because I'm new there, so I wrote on my profile, sorry, you know, I'm new. If I don't get to you right now, keep trying. Because I can't keep up with everybody right now. But, I mean,
now,
you know,
like
the guys
that, is there a blog portion on there as well?
There is. And, you know, for the general public, they only allow, like, really clean photos and stuff because they have plastic surgeons and things going and looking at their site, and they don't want it to look like, you know, some crazy porn site. You can get away with a little bit more in the private blog or, like, the private photo gallery. It's kind of, like, more discreet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's that much for their
public,
benefit,
you know,
though, because they're going to see it. They've seen it all before, the cosmetic surgeons. It's, I think it's the general
public.
But I mean,
there's a difference between, you know, I mean, the guys that search and see the topless pictures and stuff. But, I mean, they're not, like, trying to make it like, oh, look at this stripper porn site, you know, get these girls boobs.
Yeah,
you know, they're trying to make a professional thing, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, your general public profile, like, I've got a headshot where I'm fully clothed. I mean, I don't even show cleavage in it. It's really clean and really discreet, which is very nice. There's a lot of good privacy. And so far from the members that I've met, they've been really nice, really helpful, really nice. You know, it's not your typical cam site where guys are
Mr.
like,
hey, California.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. California. Hey,
what's
are
up?
You a member? Are you a member of this of my free implants?
No, but I'm a member of my cams and stuff.
Oh, I'm my cams?
Yeah.
Okay, I know them, actually. I know them because, I knew them from online. Like I said, I've worked in the webcam business before, but I also go every year to the Chicago SexCon, and I don't know if they were there this year. I didn't get to make the rounds this year. But they're good friends with the Chicago SexCon people, Larry, Sandra, and things like that. And I know that they've been at, like, the owners have been at Chicago SexCon. But I'm not sure if they were there here. Like I said, I didn't really go talk to the businesses.
Well, hey, this is your member. This is your potential new member, this Mr. California.
Right,
guy.
Or,
you gotta
or
tell him
Sandra's
your website.
Website or my website. We've got lots of websites.
Yeah, say hello. Are you satisfied presently, Mister?
Hell yeah!
Having a good night.
What else do you do for fun? Like, I don't know. What are you gonna do for like the 4th of July? Or like. What do you tend to do on the weekends?
I mess with Blog Talk Radio people.
Really? And I get to be your lucky one today. I feel honored. That's awesome. that's it? That's what you're going to do on the 4th, too?
I'll stay at home and be happy I'm not working.
Well, there
that's
you
cool.
go.
It's worth
there
it.
You do you hate your job?
It's a job.
Yeah. Well, that's not always a bad thing. You know, where did the term blow job come from? That's a good thing. Right? So I've heard. Rim job, I've heard that's a good one. Pearl necklace job. I never heard that one, actually. We need to make that one up. Pearl necklace job. Let's
what job? What did you say?
Pearl necklace job. All in one phrase. I say we coined this term and use it liberally.
Pearl necklace
liberally. Let's spread it. Pearl necklace job day. Every day.
Pearl necklace job day?
Yeah, every day.
I'll tweet that later.
It's like, okay, you know one thing that was really funny?
You
like,
hashtag that
like,
somehow.
To me, yeah, I'm going to hashtag pearl necklace job. But seriously, okay, like, this was a while ago. I can't remember which website it was on. Maybe Skin, like Skin Video, their cam thing or whatever. But it was like me and the guy I was dating at the time. And I was like, I just did an impromptu, like, facial commercial. That's like, you know, take this beautiful emollient, this, you know, and spread it liberally across your face. I will demonstrate for you all. Like, make sure, and you will be exfoliating this deeply within your pores. Spread it, make sure it's, you know, evenly distributed. Let it dissipate quite a bit, and once it, you know, has molded into a firm mask, then what do you ought to do? Because, like, it was fun pantomime.
Oh,
I wasn't actually using any actual body fluids. I was doing a demonstration.
Right.
Whatever. But it was, like, fun. It was really fun. And I don't know. It was very random. But what inspired me, like, most likely was, what do you call it? Because I actually have heard that, like, sperm is awesome for your face or your body.
I've heard
skin.
That about, well, what? I've heard that there was like, a place that made shampoo, like, back when I was in middle school. I heard it on the radio.
This is sperm
they
shampoo?
Shampoo.
Well,
but I used
well,
to, like rub
placenta.
It on my skin.
Like
it's
like
placenta
baby lotion. I heard placenta masks and placenta shampoo.
Gross, man. That one I don't think
what?
I can handle.
That's natural. That's natural. I've never had
I don't
children.
Know.
Maybe one day I will. I don't know yet. But like I would consider I would have to speak with a team of doctors. But I would consider like there's some way to like. Ethically, I guess not ethically, it's natural, but like whatever, what's the best use for this? I just throw it away. It's just rude. It's rude.
Gross. Gross.
I don't
know. Crazy.
Well, in theory, it's gross, but, I mean, what do I put my mouth around? Like, all things are gross.
I suppose. Well, I like that. Good point.
I want to study it and think about it. It's not just going to be like, ooh,
right.
Give it to me right now. Just throw it at me.
I'll give you some sperm to use.
Yes, will you? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're so sweet. Oh. That is so awesome. You're so kind. I like this form of philanthropy. Like, it's kind of beautiful in a way. But seriously though, I'm like, there's so many nutrients in there. Like, I don't know. I gotta think about this. Yeah.
You guys don't sound like you're from the UK.
I know. Who said we're from the UK? No one said we're from the UK.
It says London.
That's my last name. That's my last name, yo. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah, this
like,
is,
you
you're
know,
talking
Jack
about Sandra London.
Jack London, Michael London.
Yeah,
I don't
how
know.
Many Londons? That's
Paris,
a lot.
Paris Hilton. It's a name. Like, I was looking it up, and like, they're still like unclear of the origins of London, but they believe it means land. Land and something else. Something was like land, Lande, L-A-N-D-E is where it, like one of its etymology likelihood sources, whatever. Yeah. What else? Was it? Oh, wait, what were we talking about?
Lots of things.
Pearl necklace job.
Tweet that hashtag pearl necklace job. Everybody,
yes.
Tweet it. Hashtag pearl necklace job.
I'm so ready. Oh.
I love it. I'm totally going to tweet that. I'm serious.
Just no rainbow jobs. Let's just not do that.
Yeah, I don't know even what that means, so I don't need to know.
Okay, never mind. Bless your heart. Moving along.
I mean, I know about rainbows, but I don't know.
What? I'm not talking about, like I'm not talking about LGBTQ. No, I'm not talking about that at all.
I didn't think you were, but this is
more
all
in
I know about rainbows.
This is more in line with natural excretions or secretions or whatever you want to call them.
Ooh,
but let's, we have to
that.
Have a like a sex ed day one day.
As long
yeah,
as
maybe
women
you will.
Stuff,
what?
It's fine. Other than that, I can't say anything.
Then what, sperm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so where are you from, Mr. Sperm?
He said up north in California.
Up north in California?
Yeah.
Like northern California.
Okay.
Do you like travel?
Yeah,
have you traveled around the state or the country or the continent or like the globe?
I'm too poor for that.
No, never, never, never.
Yeah.
But, oh, wait, you've been, like, just in your county, yes?
Yeah.
Well, was it fun?
Sure.
There's, like, there's still plenty of California, like, that I've never seen that I want to see. Like, I've never been to Hearst Castle. I've never been to Humboldt. I've never been to Santa Cruz, other than driving through it. Never been to San Jose, Sacramento. I've never been. Like, California is massive. It's, like, huge. It's too big.
You make me realize, okay, because I always complain like I've never even been out of the country, but now that I think about it, I've been to Washington State, I've been up to New Jersey, I've been down to Florida. All that's left is, like, for the four corners of the USA is California. That's what I'm missing out on.
Hello.
I've been in the middle.
Chicago, I was just down by
Miami. Miami Beach is beautiful. And I just met a guy in
Miami
plants that was from, where was it you were trying to send
me? Fort Lauderdale?
No. I was in Fort Lauderdale. Where do you know people in Florida? I forget.
Who? Me?
You. Yeah.
Me? Okay, well, let's see. Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Gainesville, Jacksonville.
Maybe it was Tampa. I don't know. Because I was talking to you about going somewhere, and you were talking about helping me find a place to work. Yeah. Wherever it was, is where he was talking about. But yeah, I think
Tampa.
So. Because I was like, you know, like Miami Beach was gorgeous. And that's where it was so funny because this guy on the site had like pictures that like I thought were Florida, and then like it turned out that they were from Miami Beach because Miami Beach is awesome. I went to Fort Lauderdale briefly to see a Michael Wright band show, and it was really cool because it was almost nighttime, so I did like where we went was like if the GPS tells us to go a block further, we're in the ocean, like we're right on the beach, and it looked gorgeous like South Beach did.
Did you get to go to Key West?
I didn't get to go to any of the Keys yet. But I still have tickets down there.
Key West.
So I have another trip booked out there whenever I want it.
Wait.
I haven't, like, I don't know what day yet. Probably in August.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then we got to try to coordinate to go at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Oh my goodness.
I want to go to the Keys so bad. But, like, South Beach was the closest I got. And it was so beautiful. Like, I wanted to live in the water. Like, it was so great. But, now I'm lost.
Well, no. You've been to New Jersey, Florida, South Beach. So, anyways, I've been to all those places, Indiana.
And I haven't been to California yet, though. I've been there. There's a lot of states I haven't been to, but I've been to almost all four corners. California's the last corner I haven't hit up yet.
I haven't gone anywhere out of the country,
but yeah, oh my God, I want to so bad.
Yeah, well, if you come out here, I'll take you to Vegas.
Climate.
I'll take you to Vegas if you come out here.
No, I have not done Vegas either.
Yeah,
I know
so I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'll show you SoCal. Yeah. SoCal in Vegas. My treat.
Sweet. Tell me when. Oh, my God. I will like, save up money right now. I need a vacation.
Same here.
Just do this.
Yeah.
Are you sleepy?
Yeah, don't we all, right?
Sleepy, Mr. California?
No, not with you two.
He was just chilling.
Oh, okay. I was making sure. So I thought I heard a yawn. I was going to be like, what? No.
In a long ass.
What happened?
And a long as day.
A long day? Was it as long as your cock? Was it long as your cock?
Yeah.
Really? Jeez,
why
you
not?
Must be tired. You must be tired. Mm. Did you have to do a lot of heavy lifting or
I just do a lot of cleaning.
Traveling, walking. What?
I just do a lot of cleaning.
What? Oh no, that's boring.
But not the cleaning you think of.
pipe cleaning. You had to? You had to? Is that your job? Are you a porn star?
No, I'm a body disposable. Disposer.
Body disposal? Really? That's, like, fascinating. I like this one movie called Sunshine Cleaners. Have you seen it, Jess? Those are the girls. There's
no.
Two girls, ladies, women. They, like, clean the houses of dead people.
Really?
Yeah, it's a movie. You gotta watch it. It's like you're right up your alley, yo.
I have it on my computer. I downloaded it.
You did right now?
No,
you gotta watch it. Oh, you've seen it, yeah?
No, I just have it on my computer.
You haven't watched it yet, though.
Well, you should.
There you go. There's your sign that you should
pretty,
watch it, I guess.
It's pretty interesting. I don't know. Uh-huh. Like, did you have to move a lot of people, or was it just one really heavy person?
A couple.
Or former persons. You have to have, like, a big old van, don't you? You can't do it by yourself.
Maybe.
Do you have, like, teammates? a work unit of people?
It's mostly me.
Oh, just you? That sounds like a lonely business. You have no one to talk to.
Talk to people on the phone.
You can't talk to the people you're picking up. They're dead, right? You said body disposal. Did I hear that right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
They don't talk, do they? I'm confused. I don't recall reading that they speak them. Perhaps I am unaware. I don't know. That kind of work fascinates me. That and, like, probably because I, growing up, I liked that movie My Girl. I remember that one, Jess, with Macaulay Culkin, and I forget the girl's name.
Uh-huh.
Or her dad or somebody, maybe her whole family, I forget. They were, like, morticians.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Like, don't you remember this movie? Hello?
I've seen bits and pieces.
I just remember the mortician part. Is that why she wanted to do makeup on the movie stars, but she did makeup on dead people instead?
Well,
that mom or whatever.
Well, she was like a young girl. I don't know what she knew what she wanted to do.
No, not the young girl, but the son of her or something. It was an adult. It wasn't the young girl. And she wanted to do makeup for movie stars, but maybe she did makeup for the dead people.
I just remember her dad. I vaguely remember her dad in the movie. I don't really remember any other.
There was a woman, and she wanted to do makeup, and she did makeup on the girl at one time and made her look like a total prostitute. But she wanted to do movie star makeup. I bet you anything, she did makeup on the dead people.
She makes dead people look like prostitutes.
No, I don't know, but you never know. I mean, God, have you seen,
like,
Kill Bill?
That is horrible.
I'm watching. I came to fuck.
I can't agree with this.
She has to watch it to me again to make sure we're correct. And we're just trying to talk about it.
That is not very nice. That's not very nice.
I'm just saying,
that
no,
like,
man. What's the movie?
They're
going to
be turned away at the pearly gate.
What are we called? What are we hashtagging again? What about a pearl necklace?
Oh la la. Pearl necklace job. So that woman gave that little girl a pearl necklace job.
You'll love
pearl necklace jobs. On,
I'm gonna start tweeting.
I'm gonna start tweeting under your
name and put pearl hashtag pearl necklace job every time. Oh my God, it's hilarious! Are you kidding?
Wait, you gotta. That gotta be. That has to be phrased a little bit. Hold on, wait, hold on. I'm afraid.
So messed up. I'm gonna think of something funny to say to you, and then I'm gonna hashtag you pearl necklace job.
Okay. Okay, let's see how it goes. Let's see how this goes. So how long have you been? How long have you been moving dead beings?
A while.
California. Are any of them aliens?
No.
Oh.
Aliens don't exist. That's what the government wants.
Yes, they do. No, we keep kicking them out of our country. What are you talking about? Of course they exist.
Oh, those aliens, once in a while, I guess.
What?
Once in a while.
I'm talking about, like, actual, like, beings you can touch, like people that are, well, there's more than that for aliens. Unfortunately. That's like a weird word. Anyways, but yeah. It stemmed from, like, actually sort of a semi-important question of, like, if you're picking up, like, a dead person and you don't know where they came from, then they're, like, an alien, per se, until you know, and if you don't know, then they stay like an alien. They're like an unknown, unidentified human remains, which is, you know, hey, tying this all back in with our discussion, this is why I'm happy to have implants, because there's, like, serial numbers on them, so I can always be identified.
Really? Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, but yeah, there really is.
All of them have it, like, your maker, my maker is within me, deep underneath
my
skin. There's numbers on it. I'm like freaking stamped.
I was trying to like look up this website for you earlier, and it wasn't pulling up for me, and it did just the other day. But this one doctor, he's like said, he's very experienced and he is very expensive. But as far as implants go and like breast surgeries, his name is Dr. Becker, and he's in Boca Raton, Florida, which is, like, where all the rich people live. And he's got his own method, his own breast implant, and his own method, which
what?
I thought was kind of crazy.
Did he patent it?
Yes. And he's got books about it. He's internationally known. He's got books about, like, taking care of your skin, which I have a copy that I got from his office. I've met him a couple of times.
About his reviews? He has reviews of people reviewing him?
Oh, yeah. You'll have to check it out. You'll have to look him up. Like I said, his website this evening I wasn't able to pull up, but it is usually there.
His website doesn't work? No.
It usually does. So,
no.
I can live.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I need to know I can always find... I gotta know I can always find this person.
Oh, you can find stuff about him.
They just close up shop, like, they just stop existing.
No. But, I mean, he's got, like, endless things about him out there. I mean, he's, like, world-renowned. He's very, very good.
I'll look him up, but I actually really liked my doctor, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to stay loyal.
If you're comfortable with who you are. Yeah, if you're comfortable with who you got, stick with them, by all means. I'm just saying
it mandates my return to Paris. Oh,
yeah, no kidding. if you can't afford to fly to Paris, like our lovely lady Sandra here, this guy's in Boca Raton, Florida, and he's, massively experienced, world-renowned. He's very expensive, but does it like a top-notch job. And his name is Dr. Becker. He's out of Boca Raton. So look up the Becker method, because that's his implant
method.
I'm afraid.
I'm going to look at it.
His own procedure has to do with these implants that are
What if he's gone? What if he's no longer, has he taught other people, like, his method because something happens to him? How is he going to fix it if he's not around anymore someday?
He's
got to teach people, and it has to be, like certified in a way or something. Right. With, like, the plastic surgery boards or something. It's like people know it and they agree.
You've always got to check
this stuff out. But check out his credentials. They're very impressive. I really don't think he's going anywhere. He's been around for a very long time, and he knows what
he's doing.
Well,
he's not going to live forever. Come on.
Yeah. Well, he's not super old either. He's not like he's 90 or something, you know.
Well,
he's probably in his 60s, I would guess.
Okay, no.
But I've only met him briefly.
I've got to find out that he's taught people his method because if only one person knows his fabulous secret, he can't put his secret in me and then not be able to fix it and take it out for, like, indefinitely.
Right, understandable. You know? I don't know. I seriously don't know how old he is. I can't
understand.
Tell you, but I'm just guessing.
Okay.
But
that's just me. That's just me.
Oh, yeah.
He could be, like, magical. I don't know yet. But, yeah.
Oh, hey, take care of your boobs. You know, your boobs are your boobs. But, yeah, anyways, I was just saying that he's got this, like, breast implant that he made this adjustable, and I was reading about it more. And usually you have to put some sort of, like, spacer thing in your boob to, like, stretch out the muscle, and then they put the implant in afterwards, is what I was reading.
Wait, what? They put something in your boob to stretch it?
I was reading where they put something in first to stretch out where the implant is going to go, and then they have to remove that and put in the actual implant.
Oh, my God.
So
I don't know. What do they put in there first, though? Because,
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you call it? What is it? Okay. This is actually related, although it seems like it isn't. there's some sort of, like, anal dildo that, or anal something that, like, no, seriously, I swear. I have not used this. I have read about this, and I've been told about this. That actually expands your butt over time, and you should wear it throughout the day so that you can more easily take something anally. I've heard about this. This is what that reminds me of, and I'm not sure if I want to do either one, but I heard that exists.
It sounds
so
pretty
insane. You wear it all day.
What's it called?
Okay,
like,
His method is made so that you put in the implant and then expand it, thus removing that extra step of stretching out whatever it was beforehand. So you skip the extra step and have less pain and less problems.
Supposedly. So what I would fear with that is that then it's hastening the droop. Like, if they're already, because usually when, you know, all the chicks in the club, when they come back with their nice, perky new boob job, it's always all up high and tight and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And it
loosens
later. And fluffs
right.
over time. But it's already, like, just stretched, like, mechanically in some way beforehand, then they're going to be at my knees, you know, like, way too soon.
Well, no, it's shortening a process they already do when you get the implants in the first place. They do it regardless.
So it's not something extra
that he's doing. It's something that he's, like, quickening the step of having it done in surgery and lessening the bruising and pain after the surgery. But it's the same thing they would normally do.
With me, with the silicone gel, gummy bear thingies, whatever, like, they were natural slopes, so they just went how my boobs already are. in the first place. Mm-hmm. There was no like learning droop or learning curve.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like from day uh-huh. one, pretty much. I mean, they're slightly high, but not really. For like a minute, whatever. But like they're like the natural. Like it's only the high profile ones, which are the most typical and standard that women get, whether they're saline or silicone gel or silicone, mm-hmm. That they tend to get in general, the high profile. And those, they tend to not want to be stretched because they want to stay perky, like,
okay.
indefinitely.
Okay.
So they want to delay. They want to delay all droop, you know, at all costs for uh-huh. as long as possible. So
right.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, at least for, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Like, check it out, all the stuff. But, like,
yeah, I still have lots.
I don't know if I would recommend wanting to
years.
Stretch it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I just wouldn't recommend. Oh, we lost our caller. Maybe he got all. Oh well. Good night. Good evening.
Oh, I thought he was
Mr.
trying to say something.
Mr. California. Oh,
wow.
No, well, it dropped. Perhaps it dropped accidentally. He might call back, but you might get bored. We're all technical dumb boobs. You guys are like whatever. Just hand them over. Let's just do something. With it, whatever.
Yeah, interesting caller, anyways.
Yes, quite delightful body mover person. Perhaps.
But yeah, it's amazing. Like I've been learning about boobs and boob jobs for like the last decade plus, and I still have so many things I don't know. You know, it's so crazy. All I know is I there was this woman probably 15 years older than me, like a long, long time ago, 10 plus years ago, and she's like, "If you're wondering if you should get boobs, do it. It's like the best decision you'll ever make." And I'm like, "What?" But
yeah,
it's the one surgery
where of all the women I've ever known, where the least, if any, have ever said not to, or have ever cautioned mm-hmm. against it. It's mm-hmm. yeah, the least complaints. Is, well, like some may have been unhappy with the style that they got or the type, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they just went right back to either the same doctor or a new, different doctor and just, you know, fixed it or did something else. But I've really been like, this is the worst decision of my life ever. Oh, my goodness. Like, no,
no,
I've heard that
like
with other surgeries, but not that.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
butt jobs with nose jobs, butt jobs, Botox, all these things.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard now, I've only seen, like, two troubled cases out of, like, probably 100 to 200 boob jobs. You know, like, a couple of girls had problems. Unfortunately, they knew who to get to help them to fix it. So, you know,
yeah.
It was in their favor. They knew who they knew because the doctors were kind of screwing around, and then they found out who they know, and then they're like, okay, we'll fix it. But what was it? There was this thing that I saw. I have to send you the link. And it was this crazy, like, artist doing representations of statistics in a way that you're supposed to visually understand it. And it was talking about how many insane amount of boob jobs are being done every year. And that it's more and more becoming, like, the most common graduation present for girls. And... that seems really crazy to me, like high school graduation gifts. Most of the girls getting boob jobs are really young these days. I don't know how old you were when you got yours.
It was a grad school present to myself.
grad school, and that's a little different than being like a high school graduate, you know.
Yeah,
I think
23.
Right, and you know what, between the time you're like 18, 19 to 23, your perspective on life has changed quite a bit. I mean, you know, a 19-year-old.
Well, I just think there's a difference when you're like paying for it yourself in a way,
yeah,
as opposed to not paying for it in any way, shape, or form as a high school graduate.
Yeah.
I mean, perhaps some of the ladies might have worked from 16 to 18 and saved all their pennies, but I think...
Right, but they're saying that
those types
people
are
giving it as a gift.
Those types are more likely to set on on college. Right, it's a gift, meaning like the soda
18
condom.
18 or 19 years old and getting boobs as a gift? I mean, that's kind of crazy
well,
to me.
Well, it's a gift and it's not really yours in a way. Especially if
right.
you're still like, you've just become of the age of majority more often than not. So you don't really
I mean, you're not even done growing at that age. You know,
you might be.
But who's gonna buy an 18 or 19 year old that's graduating high school boob job? Like that's kind of
apparently.
Do you think
Americans.
They're weird? Like, yeah,
Americans do that.
Apparently, but I mean, don't you think
well,
that's kind of like, wow, you're like, 18 or 19 and you're like not good enough? So here's some boobs, like. I don't
yeah,
know. I mean,
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that's always the message necessarily. It's more like join
yeah.
the club now. It's more like join the club because
uh-huh.
I would think that somebody that would give that as a gift to, you know, their I don't know.
I mean, I don't know who bought them the boobs.
Like,
could have
like
been
their adult child or something like. Sorry, it's
right.
kind of weird in general getting it from your family. It's a boob. It's not like a heart or a lung or something, whatever. But anyways, like...
I mean, maybe if they worked at a strip club
well, they
and
might,
somebody bought
and they
them
might
an
also,
18-year-old present, well, I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like a sort of, like, if everybody in the family tends to get plastic surgery and it becomes available to
yeah.
you know, the adult children, then... I suppose, then who am I to judge? Then that's
right,
it. That's
I can
on
see
them.
That.
That's
I
kind
suppose.
Of like, that's kind
that's
of
what
awesome
I'm looking
for them. That's kind of, I can't
mm-hmm.
hate on that. It's like awesome for them.
Right.
Like, you know, to me,
I just
think,
know I have
I guess,
daughters
only be,
and they're not near that old yet,
just
but
be,
it still freaks me
it
out.
Just be only,
like that.
Well, it'd only be problematic to me if, like, if it was like, okay, well, I can use this $10,000 for giving you a boob job, A. B, a down payment on a Beamer, B. Or C, college, like your first semester or quarter or year of college. Which
right.
one, which one? Like, what the hell? Then I'd be like, wow, no. But
right.
otherwise, hey, that's on them in a way, but I do feel that having a majority share in your own boobs is probably the best way to go. If
yeah.
you can.
I mean, and this is me talking, you know,
go.
I'm talking to somebody with experience with having boobs, and I still haven't gotten them for myself yet. And like I said, I've been, like, thinking about it for, like, well over a decade, you know.
Well,
and
there
it's,
you go. Well, it's time.
And
your time
so,
has
you
come.
Know.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
If
well,
you want,
hey, you know,
you
I obviously signed, this, signed up to this
you
website for a reason. I get sick of
well,
people promising
go.
Them to me or wanting, like, unrealistic things from me. And this way, at least, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of more comfortable because you kind of do what you want or what you don't want, and you meet people that you can actually get along with and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's nice. I really
there
like it. It seems really, you know, like low pressure so far. I've had my one or two
awesome.
People that were a little slightly uncomfortable, but it's kind of cool, too. You know what else is cool about the site besides you get a dollar, like, when they message you?
No refunds.
Or, you know,
no refunds.
Well, yeah. And, well, besides that, but, I mean, they,
you're crazy. I hope so. If you're like, dude, this guy's weird, you're like, oh, damn, I got to give him all $3,000 back.
No, but you know what? They have a feedback system. They have a
well,
feedback system between the guys and the girls. So everyone wants good feedback. So they're extra polite and, like, awesome to each other. Cause, and then
uh-huh.
you can go check out, like, a guy and see when he joined and, like, what kind of feedback he has. And if he doesn't have, like, any time on the site or any feedback, the guys that have been there for years will tell you, don't even bother. You know, and so you have a way to gauge, like, are these guys going to actually help me out or they're just here to waste my time? And so, you know, you get to know the trusted regulars right away. There's a list that says what guys are online and which guys are actually benefactors. So, you know, you have a potential chance to get money from them. You can have the choice to answer their messages or not based on, hey, did they send me a paid message or are they just, you know, how long have they been here? Do they, have good feedback, all these different options that you can see, like, what you're getting yourself into before you go spending all your day long with some guy that's going to waste your time. So that's really nice,
there
too.
Go.
It's like an instant, like, filtering system
screening.
Right there.
Screening.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
There you are.
So
well,
they do have a lot of methods that have been around many, many years that have, like, flawless feedback and are, like, total gentlemen, and they just want to see you be happy and get what you want. And that's really reassuring.
Well,
that's
tuning,
a really
tuning
good thing
in.
From them.
You can check it out. For anybody tuning in, you can see what we've been going on and on about. MyFreeImplants.com. You can see that. And I'm going to have a link to her profile. I like her profile, Jess's profile from Nikki Girl Radio.
Right.
I like it. I like it because the picture is, like, gorgeous. There's one with, like, the most lovely, like, spotlight on her eyes. She has the most beautiful eyes. Like, sexy.
Oh, thanks.
Exotic. Beautiful. So I'm going to put it up. It's going to be on my website, liveandgrind.com, a.k.a. to liveandgrindinla.com. I'll have a link there. You can go and check her out, say hello, perhaps donate tributes. All these things. Yes, that's going to be up either before I go to bed tonight or when I wake up tomorrow, it will be posted on my website. For your Twitter, what's your Twitter name? Everybody can come say hi to
me. At Naked Girls Radio. I have a couple of Twitter accounts. At Naked Girls Radio is the one I use the most.
Okay, at Naked Girls Radio, say hello to Jess, say hi, and I'm probably going to have, like, another episode either this week or within the coming weeks, Jess and I, and perhaps, I don't know, some more people in the adult industry or in the gifting, funding industry, and we can go over this again because there's so much more that we should cover, but
definitely
we don't have time.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'll try and talk to the my free implant people and see if they want to get on the air too. That would be really fun to have them, especially because
you've
met them before, so that's pretty awesome.
Yes. So we're going to try to do all this.
Just find out some stories
for you guys. What happened? What happened? Yes.
I said we'll have to find out some stories between you and them.
Yes. Yes. So stay tuned for all that, everyone. But I'm going to end this evening's show. And I will see everyone, or speak with everyone at least, again next Sunday, same time as normal, which will be 8 p.m. Pacific time, and perhaps another one during the week, depending on what can be arranged with any interviews and the like. Good evening, everyone, and check out nakedgirlsradio.com. And sweet dreams, sweet dreams. Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.